No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Post-Thanksgiving, post-rivalry weekend. Absolutely no news in Huskerland today. There's nothing to talk about. There wasn't an Iowa game. Matt Rhule wasn't just going right through the opposing team's warm-ups to destroy everything. Well, that's the most asinine things I've ever heard of. He's literally just walking around the field, and they want to flip out. But before I get to all that, obviously, Tony White might talk about that for just a minute or two. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Adam Carriker Show, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Come join yours truly. Grab your lunch. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. Talk some sports and unique insights, unbridled honesty, all that good stuff. Producer Jake is wide awake today, despite all of the Thanksgiving turkey. All right, Tony White, Florida State, lots of rumors. And there's an individual who does a show with Rashawn Jackson every day on The Ticket, 10 to noon, the captain, before my show starts. And as I'm walking in the building today, first of all, Jake Sorensen grabbed me. I warned you. I'm just going to randomly say it now. We're going to do a giveaway. All right, be the fifth caller. We'll give you a $100 gift card, but we'll get to that in a minute. So that was given to me as I'm walking in. And I'm like, you know what? We got a Nebraska Football Hall of Famer, a former black shirt, a national champion who does a show with VJack every day before I go on air. And so I asked Mr. Terrell Farley to join me for this first segment. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, sir. No problem with joining you, guy.
Dude.
We're black shirts. We stick together.
You're welcome anytime, anywhere you want to come on, anything that I ever do, my friend. But Tony White, the rumor, And I, you and I were chatting before this, and I actually put it in my gut reaction that's already on YouTube. If you all are interested, go check that out. The rumor and innuendo is that Tony White is going to be the next defensive coordinator of Florida State. Now, let's just say that this is true, okay? And I'll share some information that I have. But if this is true, if he goes to Florida State or just goes somewhere else, what are your thoughts on this? To a lateral move to be the D coordinator, not to be a head coach. What are your thoughts on this lateral move if it happens?
Weather and more money.
That's true.
Probably know that your line probably won't be as great as it was this year. You know, a lot of guys leaving, especially at the DN, especially with your main two big mm-hmm. guys. We don't necessarily have anybody who's has that size to block up holes next year. So, and then the sad thing is if Terrence Knighton leave with him, you take one of Matt Rhule guys.
Man, don't throw that out there in the universe. Just don't throw that out there. It's like if we don't throw it out there, it won't happen, right? You know.
Yeah, but it's kind of a big blow. But you know, mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the 3-3-5 anyway. But at the same time, it did work while I was here. So you know, we got to find somebody quick. I wouldn't put a rush on it, but we got to find somebody that can be able to get the job done and motivate these guys and who's also a good recruiter, because now you're losing two recruiters if we don't watch it. So, you know, that's partly my main thing about this.
So, all right, Tony White's making $1.6 million a year, just missed being one of the top 10 highest paid coordinators in the entire country. All right, in fact, I think he's about number 12. I'm looking at this thing real quick right here. It's got him about number 12, so top 12 in the country. So I'm curious if it is a pay bump, if he does go to Florida State, what that pay bump is, warmer weather, that, I mean, that's fair. personally, I've always been more partial to colder weather, but that's just me. I'm a big dude. When I would get the schedule before each and every football season, I'd look for two things. Number one, I have asthma. Games played at altitude. In the NFL, mm-hmm. I don't want to play in Denver, and I knew I was going to play at Colorado. But then I would look for hot games. I never looked for cold games. I felt like I had more energy. Hot games, like when we played in Miami, okay, and when I was in the league, or if we even going from St. Louis, which was like 20, 30 degrees, we'd go out to San Fran in December. That 50 degree, even if it was only 70 degrees, that 50 degree variance in such a short change time would get me. But that's just me. You could be right about Tony. All right, man. So here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. At this moment in time, it is not official that Tony is going. He is expected to be the next defensive coordinator. I interacted with about as reliable source as you're going to find on God's green earth. And what I was, it's as reliable as you're going to find, right? Yeah. I told you who it was. Yeah. Okay. And this individual told me they've been contacted. Tony White's been contacted by multiple schools, but nothing's finalized. Like there's no for sure thing yet. Although it's been reported, things are most likely. He may go to Florida State. We'll see how this all plays out. The month of December, things change so fast. I thought you brought up something interesting because Tony White is one of the best recruiters in the country. Two-time Mountain West Conference when he was there, recruiter of the year, okay? And so when it comes to recruiting, talent acquisition is huge. How much of an impact, and it would depend if Tony does go, who we brought in and what type of recruiter they are, but how big of an impact is it to lose a top recruiter like that if it indeed happens that Tony goes to Florida State?
Well, first of all, you got to worry about some players on your team leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know
that's true.
If that's the case, then probably 4 to 5 guys you probably got to look at and say, hey, we might lose these kids. But as long as they're good with their position coach, they might be able to stay. But if they're not necessarily playing and he sees that potential, he can say, hey, hop in the portal.
Mm-hmm. Come so, follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be true. You don't think some kids love to play in 80 degree weather?
Oh man,
90 degree weather all year to come up here and go to a cold Iowa game,
mm-hmm. Dude. So Florida State, all right. Mike Norvell fired their OC DC after their 10th game. They were 1-9. They ended the season 2-10. All right, down there at Florida State, he hired Gus Malzahn to leave Central Florida as the head coach and come be his OC. Potentially, Tony White as the DC. Man, he's trying to make some moves down there, but I think you bring up some other interesting things because you look at this defense. There was a large part of returning starters, an awful lot of seniors, super seniors, if you will, which is what like Ty Robinson, who I believe was our best defensive player this year, one of the best D linemen in the Big Ten, and they better freaking reward him this year with the postseason accolades. I'm gonna argue for him in that department, but a lot of those guys, like we would have a lot of first-year starters next year on defense, no matter what happens with Tony White. I mean, does that play a role if you're Tony and you're looking around and you're like, hey, evaluating the landscape, so to speak? What are your thoughts on, man, there's a lot of seniors going to be gone. Does that impact him in something like this in a decision-making process?
Well, you got to say, is this guy a full-time starter? Is this guy capable of handling 25 to 30 snaps a game? That's mm-hmm. what we're looking for next year. Next year, we're looking for probably 4 new starters if we don't watch out. So you have to think about that and what guys have experience and especially with the 105 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take that account. You got 50, 60 guys who probably going to leave this school with the seniors going out, newcomers coming in, transfer portal guys. It's going to be a busy month in Nebraska besides the bowl game.
You are, dude, you are so right. I alerted.
Signing day is Wednesday.
I know. Okay. So we don't have a game this upcoming weekend, unfortunately. Hopefully that changes in the future. But if you're Oregon, all right, or you're Texas, Georgia, Iowa State, Arizona State, all these teams have conference championship games this weekend. These are big games. Arizona State, you're out. But if you win, you're in the playoff, just as an example. These are big games. Oh, by the way, maybe the biggest day of the entire year is right in the middle of your championship week. What is with this college football off-season schedule, in-season schedule? I don't even know what are we? Are we in the off-in-season? What is this right now? What is this schedule about, Terrell? This doesn't make any sense.
Supposed to be bowl game.
It's supposed to be.
Preparation. I mean, you always had the championship Saturday. We had that. But with how football is going on now, early signing day, transfer portal, NIL, it messes up the whole ideal of college football. And then we're probably looking at a – a national championship game when the Super Bowl is played. So, you know, I'm happy for the 12-team playoff, but I'm also sad because the way they destroyed this college football with you know, just jumping ship every year. Nobody's loyal, and that goes from coaches to players. And that's one thing I'm hurt about with college football.
So is this going to be the most insane offseason we've ever had in college football? First of all, NIL transfer portal is getting insane. Signing day is it's in February. Signing day is this Wednesday, not February anymore. So, then you got the bowl games, then you got the playoff, then you got the championship games, then you got coaches who are coming and going. Like, there is not a lot of loyalty with coaches anymore. There's no more Charlie McBrides who are going to stay at Nebraska for 23 years, okay? Or even Oregon, back when Mike Bellotti was there. I grew up in the Northwest. You got to remember that. They had the third most tenured coaching staff in the entire country at the time. Right, it was Joe Pa at Penn State, who he had been there for 50 years, and a lot of his constituents, his coaching staff. It was Nebraska and Oregon. Those were the top three by far. You're just not going to see that anymore. I pulled up our defensive depth chart. I had a pretty good idea already, but I'm looking at this, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors that start. There's 2, 3 juniors. They're all upperclassmen, and then 8 seniors. That's a lot of people to replace. And we're going to have to do that either way. I will say this, and just a reminder for those who may have missed the start of the show, it's expected that Tony White's going to be the defensive coordinator of Florida State. It is not official yet. I have it on good authority that it is not official yet. It may change. It may be something else. We don't know for sure just yet. We're speaking as if he's going, if this does help, this does happen, or he goes somewhere else. You mentioned something earlier, and it caught my attention. I want to come back to it. The 3-3-5 defense, you mentioned you weren't crazy about it. Now, we had a top 11 defense last year as a 3-3-5, a top 19. I believe we were like 99th in the country the year before Tony got here. Does the scheme matter as much to you as the coach, the defensive coordinator himself?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I think it's a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Like having Charlie McBride, you know, somebody who you probably was scared of just looking at if you know you messed up.
Yep.
So, you know, you probably want to run the other way coming off the field. But I think the defensive coordinator, the fire he brings to the team in the defense, because Charlie would say something and we don't have to listen to it but one time, and that put fear in a lot of people's heart. I seen him make guys who was your size, make them to minions, make them very little people. But I think the defense coordinator is probably the true blood to the defense.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's just the type of players. I'm just knowing Nebraska doesn't have the type of players for the 3-3-5 next year. And I don't know what we was doing, and probably that's probably what's going through Tony's head, because, hey, you got a lot of guys who's not proven. James Williams, he's a guy, needs weight. Van Poppel, you don't know. Elijah Judy. These are guys who played a lot this year, but put them on a 60 play game. And see how they play.
Playing every play. It's different.
It's different between playing 40 plays and then playing 10 plays. It's a lot different.
To your point, there's a lot of talented guys. I mean, Cam Lemhart has started in the past. Very good player.
Elijah don't know his situation, though.
That's true. That's fair. Elijah Judy did announce he's coming back. Prince William and Yellen, which took me a long time to practice how to say that right, and I finally got it. A very talented guy, but it's different when you're going play after play after play after play. I'll keep his name out of it. It's not rocket science if somebody wants to try to figure it out. My junior year, we had a true freshman come in, end up being a true freshman All-American, and he had like a half dozen sacks, only played nickel and dime. When I left 2 years later, I had a conversation with him. I'm like, all right, dude, you got to go play after play after play. First down, second down, third down. You don't know if it's run. You don't know if it's pass. It's not obvious passing situations anymore. He was a good player, but he never had anywhere near the production, even though he was playing about four times the snaps, because it's four times harder to do that, as you know. All right, one final thought on the 3-3-5, because Matt Rhule likes the 3-3-5. He even talked about, hey, at Carolina, we tried to implement it, and other teams had issues with it when we would implement it at times. It wasn't their main defense. You know, with the 3-3-5, is it 4-3, 3-4, 3-3-5, 4-2-5, which I think is great for, like, the Big 12, where they just want to throw it all over the yard. That's perfect there. Is the scheme as big a deal to you as is sometimes made out to be by other folks that I talk to sometimes?
Well, I think it's the running teams that what gives it problems. I mean,
we've been good against the run, though.
We've been good, but you got to have the right players.
Why is our pass defense struggled? Help me with that. I don't get that. The 3-3-5 should be great for pass defense, right? Am I wrong? I just put my hand in the dirt and hit people. You're the one back there. Help me.
Too many young guys back there. I mean, you got Buford. I mean, you got Buford back there who switched from safety to corner. That's a hard move, which I really think they should have left Malcolm at corner. Tommy Hill, which wasn't healthy all year. Sierra Wright came in and did all right. My question is the linebackers are not that great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they run, they fly around, but not an every down linebacker I've seen on this team the whole year.
All right, man. Let's say he stays. Because, again, it's not 100% for sure. It's expected. I have very good authority. Nothing is finalized yet. Let's say he stays. And let's say in a dream world, let me dream for a second, okay? It's Christmas season. Bear with me. Holiday season. And Dana stays. And whatever we do with the special teams coordinator, don't worry about that right now. Let's say he's our DC, Dana's our OC full-time next year. How do you feel about that going forward into next year, if that scenario? Because we could have both of them, neither one of them, one of them, we don't know. But if that scenario happens, how do you feel going into next year? Just knowing that.
I would feel better about the whole situation.
I feel a lot better about the situation.
I would feel a lot better, and I would probably give us a 9-3 start and drink the Kool-Aid like everybody else.
But right off the bat. Yeah,
right off the bat.
I like it.
But we got to keep them. That's the thing. We got to keep Hoker single because, like you said, UCF open up, North Carolina open up, all these jobs. West Virginia just fired their coach. Now you got to think about the jobs that, you know, he wants to be a head coach again. You probably he won't admit it, but at the same time, in the back of his head, he know he does because he wants to run his own ship, and he wants to get the right players in here. Will Matt Rhule give him that type of authority? Can he get rid of the receiver coach? Can he get rid of the running back coach? Can he get rid of somebody a player that he doesn't really see a need for?
That's the truth. I think he would. You know why? Because I think he already has. And I think you see the difference from what we were to a couple of weeks later. Now, granted, Wisconsin's not great this year. But our offense, you know, we missed a 34-yard field goal. That's not on Holgorsen. All right? We have a couple of fumbles and a missed catch by Nayor at the 30 of Iowa when he's got running room easily into the red zone. That's not on Holgorsen. What more is he supposed to do? You're open. Make the throw and catch it, you know? For me, I look at the difference and I'm like, you just give him the keys to the offense. I will ask you this. Malzahn went from head coach to OC of his own choice. Chip Kelly, UCLA at Ohio State, head coach to OC. It is so hard to be a head coach in college football these days. Do you think there is a chance that Holgorsen says, I just want to run the offense and I don't want to deal with the insanity of being a head coach? Do you think that's a possibility? Because it is not the same as the last time he was a head coach in college football.
I think so. I think he will do it. I mean, right now, the thing is, we got to lock him down quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, because now these teams are calling and knocking on doors.
Yep.
I mean, do you make them highest paid OC in the nation? We don't know that. Chip Kelly makes $2 million.
So Houston is still paying.
They still paying them.
So that's to be factored into. Yeah.
So, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy how college football is today, man.
I'm just going to be honest with you. All right. If I was a head coach, I'd be losing my ever loving mind for us. There's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I'd rather college football be a little bit more calmed down and not be the wild, wild west. There's always a silver lining. You watch my shows. I always talk about, I don't care how dark the cloud is. There's always a silver lining. The silver lining, there's stuff to talk about for us.
Yeah.
Like no shortage of topics.
And it's scary too, because now we have a whole offseason to dissect this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got a whole offseason to go through a lot of things. How are we going to get to 105? How many of you keep on O-line? How many of you keep on D-line? How many linebackers recruiting?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep a walk-on? That's the thing. I mean, this is going to be one of the most craziest off-season in college football with me doing the radio for the last 2.5 years, this is probably going to be one of the busiest ones that I have to do my homework every day.
I think it's going to be the craziest off-season in the history of college football, because we've already had NIL transfer portal coaches come and going. I forget his name, but a couple of years ago, there was a basketball player who had played for 5 different schools in 5 straight years. And he was the leading scorer on all 5 of those schools. So none of that's new, but it's getting worse. It's getting crazier. People are entering the transfer portal after 4 games earlier this year. Like USC had a D tackle. We're starting D tackle. I'm going to go into the portal, save my red shirt, and I'm out. That's crazy.
I would go get him because of his size. But
yeah, he's a good player, but is he going to stay?
He has to be committed. Well, he started off at Georgia, University of Georgia. Yeah. He didn't get much playing time there. But at the same time, USC was chumping them out. I mean, you don't know. We always try to go with the coaches, but sometimes because we want to believe the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to believe the players. There's a lot.
That's true.
There's a lot finna go on right now. And there's a lot finna go on there. Nebraska, too. We're going to see in. We're going to see some players go in that we like. We're going to see some come out that we like. But at the end of the day, we still got to get lined up and play football.
That's true. At the end of the day, you just got to play football. I think the thing that's going to tip it this year to being the most insane college football offseason ever is I don't know the exact number we have on the team, 150, 160. We got to get down to 105.
Yeah,
that is going to be insanity in of itself. Players leaving, coming, going, cutting, who's staying, who's not, when do they enter, when do we get a new player, when do coaches leave. We had a coaching transition last summer. You and I briefly talked about it before he came on air in the middle of the summer. Oh, by the way, last question, we got to hit break. If Tony does go, by the way, Tony, if you're listening, please stay. We'd love to have you. You're a phenomenal coach. And relay that message to Dana for me as well. But if he does go, potential next DCs. Phil Snow's going to be brought up because he's been rules D coordinator everywhere he's gone except here. John Butler has a lot of experience as well. What are your thoughts on either of those guys or somebody else potentially as the new DC? If necessary.
Who I like right now is probably, I met him in Indy 2 years ago, Ryan Walters, young guy.
Ooh.
Can get a defense really good.
Purdue head coach, right?
Yeah, he's fired. Got fired today.
Oh, he did. I didn't hear that. Okay. All right.
Previously from Illinois with Brent Vilma. The guy's young and he knows the Big Ten. I mean, you want a coach who knows this conference.
That's true.
Who knows the weakness and strengthness of teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Shamar Moore. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh probably left, but he had enough sense to keep the coaches intact that knows the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about knowing the Big Ten. If you don't know the Big Ten, you're a long shot in this conference. And that was my thing about Matt Rhule, is that how good do he know the Big Ten? Because you could play in it, and then coaching it is a different thing.
How much do you trust Matt Rhule?
Probably 80%.
Okay. All right.
I have a little faith in him, but at the same time, sometimes it takes time to figure someone out.
Well, the only truth – so I always say – to stay on topic, but vary for a second. I always say the only true test of a person's character is time. Over time, you're going to show me who you are.
Yeah.
Same thing with the head coach. The only true test of you being a coach is time and what happens over time. Jake, my man, do you trust Matt Rhule? I'm not trying to cast doubt on people, but I've been bombarded with texts today. I've been bombarded, and a lot of that T word has been brought up a lot. What's your percentage? He said 80%.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's dwindling from where it has been, but I always thought along him, and his resume showed year 3 is when he breaks out. Now, but day by day, that's looking like more of a challenge. But like mm-hmm. you said, got to get to year three. But, you know, I'm probably 75% somewhere in there.
That's pretty high. As far as potential DCs, if Tony doesn't stay, man, I did not know Ryan Walters had been let go. I got bombarded with the Tony news, and I'm just like, that's the last time.
Kind of make you feel better, though.
Dude, Illinois, the last time they were really good on defense, he was their D coordinator. Yes. That's how he became the head coach of Purdue. Didn't go well. Don't care. If we need him as a DC, that's not a bad option, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's Terrell Farley, Nebraska football Hall of Famer, national champion, legend, black shirt. Check him out. 10 a.m. to noon every day, Monday through Friday, here on The Ticket. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.